She was 14 years old. Her homes, foster homes, 14 different homes in 14 years. It's not what you'd call stability. She must have felt like a used car, just traded from one owner to another. A pastor and his wife, who had taken in a number of cast-aside kids, brought her into their home. Bill and Sue decided to treat this girl like they thought God would treat her. "This is now your home," they said. "You can call us whatever you're comfortable with. Aunt and uncle, grandma and grandpa, Bill and Sue, mom and dad. You decide. We're not going to send you away to another foster home. If you're good, this is your home. If you're bad, it's still your home. We're here to be your support whenever you need it." And that's exactly what she did need. And that's exactly the way God is. If you feel like you've been thrown from one situation to another with no stability, God will take you and stand with you no matter what. Oh, by the way, she ended up calling them Mom and Dad. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health, achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the natural health button. Start your health journey today.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel, nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply, it doesn't burn, it doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Rumblings. Welcome to hour two of today's Present Truth program here on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, podcast on 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. First hour is archived on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the podcast section. Good, I had kind of a rough first hour today. I didn't hydrate yesterday, and it's cold out. And I, you know, when it's cold, you generally don't get thirsty, you don't think. Well, it has nothing to do with whether you're thirsty or not. You need to hydrate. And I didn't. And when I don't hydrate, my throat, it's kind of like muscles. You just can't get them warmed up. Well, I'm okay now. I was, like Rodney Dangerfield would say, but last week I was having a rough time. But I'm okay now. Discussing in the first hour the matter of they're not vaccinations. I can't refer to them as vaccinations any longer, because from what I have heard, every so-called injection now has mRNA, mind-altering, or you might say some people have a foggy, and I do. I'm affected by this stuff. I have a good memory. I will use a name 3 minutes later. I can't remember the name I used 3 minutes earlier. And I've never had this problem, really. I've just noticed it recently. And I've been reading about these injections causing brain fog. I know friends that think that they might be getting Alzheimer's because they're of brain fog. No. This is what this stuff does. And I'm going to tell the Christian people, mainly, it is to affect you so that it interferes with your prayer life, making your requests known to God. Requests for yourself, for your health, for your well-being, for those around you that you love, that need your prayers. The brain fog. This is Satan. We have an adversary that we are not to ignore. The Apostle Paul said that this devil, we are not to ignore his devices. Another translation is, we are to be aware of his devices. And these vaccinations, many people have taken these injections and they lose their God consciousness. They feel like God no longer exists. They freak out. Well, you should freak out. I remember reading these programs or reading articles on the American military flying over these regions in Afghanistan, spraying the skies with some kind of weapon, chemical weapon. And the purpose of it was to affect the religious part of the brain where people have a connection to spiritual things. The Muslims, that they wouldn't be as radical in their faith toward Allah. And it would work the same with Christians in their faith toward God Himself. All of this is in the Bible. God stated there would be a time in the final decade specifically where mankind would be given the right would, or mankind would have the right to use weapons developed decades and half a century before. These weapons that have been available would be allowed to be used on mankind. Why would that be? Because there would come to a, come a point where people would willingly make it, they would make a willful decision, knowing decision, that they just don't want to be restricted by God's restrictions, His commandments, His laws. So God obliges them, and He allows the wicked to bring judgments on the world. Now, out of RT News, this is out of Russia. We better get the info out of Russia that we can, because very shortly Russia is going to, as a international power, is going to be reduced to just another third world nation. Russian news will go away in the future. But out of Russia, Bill Gates and USAID, a dangerous alliance with deadly secrets. Bill Gates has urged Trump administration to reconsider its stance on USAID, calling it an unbelievable asset. Of course it is. Let Gates to do his evil. Let him use his own money. Quit using American money. Taxpayer funding. He calls it an unbelievable asset, warning that cuts could risk millions of lives. No, 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 no. Cuts will save millions of lives. Hundreds of millions of lives. What is the Microsoft mogul-turned-billionaire philanthropist really worried about? That he can't kill more people. That's what he's worried about. He wants to come back as a virus, because he knows that the viruses would be used to slaughter billions of people. It's already the slaughter of the billions of people in Revelation. The book of Revelation has begun. The slaughter has already begun. Bill Gates is the one at the head of it, is the one at the forefront. I'll be back, Rick Rodriguez. Forefront, I don't know if I like that word. He's at the leading edge.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday from noon to 2 and 6 to 7 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, Northern Colorado's best talk.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
Hey KHNC family, this is Jason Garcia, inviting you to tune in every Monday at 5 p.m. for the Authentic Business Show. Learn about incredible local businesses, what they do, how to support them. Don't miss out on tips to boost your own success, Monday at 5 p.m. on 1360 KHNC.
Hi, I'm Craig James, host of the top-rated show, Just Informed Talk Radio. After years of exploring wellness solutions, I found my peace with MyKind CBD. Crafted with pure organic hemp, it's my go-to for soothing my mind, body, and soul. Whether it's easing post-workout soreness or finding calm after a hectic day, MyKind CBD delivers the tranquility I need. It's more than just a product. It's part of my wellness routine.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to the MyKind CBD products. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
I trust MyKind CBD because it's natural, effective, and designed with care. And I want the best for my body, and so should you.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to the MyKind CBD products. 1360khnc.com.
riders on the storm. Into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone.
In my view, Bill Gates is at the leading edge of this worldwide plan to kill billions of people. With the article, Trump or Gates is urging the Trump administration to reconsider the funding that is being withheld from AIDS, USAID. He says that these financing, assist with these mega companies, including the Global Fund to fight AIDS, to fight tuberculosis, malaria, with the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, Gavi. Gavi is Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization. No. This is the machine. This is the weapon to kill millions and millions and millions of people, in my view. And it's more documented than just a view. Gates is partnered with USAID on the Global Health Initiative and the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovation, CEPI. And Gavi is running ambitious program to vaccinate 86 million people. I misspoke. 86 million adolescent girls. Targeting the girls in developing countries against HPV with inoculations, including Gardasil, made by Merck. Was this to prevent cervical cancer? Well, the side effects, sporadic paralysis to cancer. And Gates and AIDS have continued supporting Gavi, despite evidence from India that started in 2009 that these jabs or these inoculations, these injections are causing cancer and illness, even death. The world is beginning to wake up to who Bill Gates is. Bill Gates is in the Bible. He's in chapter 13 of Revelation. He's called the second beast. He's the beast that comes out of the land. As the days and weeks and months go, as we move into the future, it will become more and more evident. You know a tree by its fruit. That's how you know a tree. And supposedly, Gates wants to fight these infectious diseases. No, he doesn't. He wants to infect individuals, in my view, with diseases. How? Through gene editing injections, a bioweapon. And he also, it's in his heart, you know, family planning. Yeah, like abortion. Family planning to bring about sterile, the women, the husbands and wives becoming sterile. Well, the vaccinations, these brutal injections have caused many women to abort their children after receiving these brutal injections with this gene editing bioweapon technology, and they abort their children. The men are becoming sterile. The women are becoming sterile. If they have children, the children are considered to be a new species because the bioweapon injection changes the DNA of the male and the female, and the child that is born is considered to be a different species, a new species, second generation, or even more, a first generation. While the husband and wife do become new species also, I'm trying to remember that term, homoborgenesis. You were Homo sapien, but now you are a Borg, the beginning of a new gene-edited society, a genesis. This is exactly what happened, the changing of the genetic, of the genome, of the DNA of the people in the time of Noah. The DNA was, structure was changed when the fallen angels that were the Greek gods, which were not, these were not this wasn't mythology, this was true. The gods, the fallen angels with names, saw that the women were beautiful. What captured them, what captured these fallen angels, was the hair of the women. The glory of the woman is her hair. And they couldn't resist, and they changed their makeup to that of man, had sexual intercourse with women, and the offspring were known as Nephilim, half angel, half human. The genetic shift, change, what is being altered genetically, had begun with fallen angels mating with women, creating half angel, half human offspring. They were called giants. They're very intelligent. They were fully aware of the spiritual realm. And they have no affection toward God. They were enemies of God, these offspring. They were total, complete enemies. So with Gates, this matter of, you know, family planning, they want to sterilize men, sterilize women, prevent future pregnancies. With the children that are born, they are a new species. Then, as these children get up into their productive years and you get new species mating, creating a new species with traits of the father and the mother. This is just practically what happens, what's going to occur. So then the matter of agriculture. Gates, you know, he wants to be involved in agriculture. This is why he bought a farm east of Berthoud, Colorado. And he has patents on seeds that have this new mRNA technology in the seeds. So he wants to change and he wants to alter the seed lines. And then this is what he will give, and this is what his plan is, to feed the country and the nations with this altered, these seeds that have been altered. Then the matter of climate change. This is a big one with climate change because I believe that already he's involved in the the different, what do you call them in the government, agencies that are involved in weather warfare. I believe he already is involved in that. That can create, that can steer hurricanes. I remember with early in the century when they had in the hurricane in New Orleans. See what I'm saying? I've mentioned this name hundreds of times, and I'm having a hard time remembering Katrina. I have to think about it. I watched Katrina from satellite photos, and in the eye of the hurricane was a pentagram. It wasn't photoshopped. This came off of the NASA site. Then you go back later, oh, you can't find the image again. But they're telling you they have the ability through weather radar, through Doppler radar, NEXRAD, to hit the skies, the moisture systems with microwave and stop them or move them or create a cluster of tornadoes in an area, bringing the cloud patterns together so that they collide. And then the hurricane after that, I can't remember if it was Harvey in Florida. Again, I got the photos and I printed these out. Again, a second time, NASA photos from above. There was a pentagram once again in the eye of the hurricane. These people, they like to leave their signature, and they don't leave the signature so much for you and I, but they have to, but they leave the signature for the children in that world, their compadres, so they can show their compadres the power that they have, what they can do with technology, and it excites the occult world, believing they are winning, that nothing can stop them. Well, they've had a rude wake-up call a second time, Donald Trump. They had a rude awakening with Hillary Clinton. This woman was devastated. She's in the Bible. Isaiah 47. Come and sit in the dust, O daughter of Babylon. Come sit in the dust, O daughter of Babylon, there is no throne for you. Your skirts were going to be lifted up, meaning your shame as to who you are is going to be exposed internationally. Right there, Isaiah 47, in code. Sit in the dust, O woman. Oh, you, what is it? Come sit in the dust, daughter of Babylon. Something just happened to my system here, I think. But I'm going to continue. Well, anyhow, good. I like it when things happen to my system because that means I don't have to watch the clock. I can continue. So the clock is back on. Good. Everything is running perfectly. So come sit in the dust, O daughter of Babylon. There is no throne for you. It's in the Bible. It's in the scripture. That's why I like to present to you what God says about the time we're in. This present truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Have you memorized every public restroom on your way to work? Sat through too many meetings with horrible stomach pain? Is no energy your new normal? It's time to spill your guts. Urgent diarrhea, chronic stomach pain, and extreme fatigue can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help today at spillyourguts.org. That's spillyourguts.org.
Being a parent, especially for the first time, with that comes a lot of self-doubt. As a dad, I just try to lead by example. When you're trying to be the best person that you can be, your kids see that and then they emulate that.
In his well-known devotional, My Utmost for His Highest, Oswald Chambers asks, are you ready to be offered? Paul writes in Philippians 2:17, even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Are we willing to be offered for the work of the faithful? Are we willing to bind our worldly selves to the sacrificial altar to have the things of the flesh removed? The altar means fire, burning and purification and the removal of everything that God has not started and of every attachment that is not an attachment to God. If we wish to experience the fullness of God working in us and through us, the things of the world must be removed. As Chambers says, tell God you are ready to be offered, and God will prove himself to be all you ever dreamed he would be. GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
You've heard of Support Your Local Sheriff. Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Modair Collagen, My Patriot Supply, LifeWave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more all in one place. Just go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs.
970-800-3693. So we'll continue now with Bill Gates. In my view, if you want to know who he is, I'm presenting it to you. You can read it in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, the second beast. You have two beasts. First beast, in my view, is Barack Obama. In my view, he's coming back to power. When he returns to power, he has to have a sidekick to do everything for him. He has to have a second beast, a prophet, false prophet. Someone who understands all of the great technology of our time. And there's only one individual that knows. I want to do a program on the ability and abilities that Bill Gates as an individual has. Trump, brilliant. Musk, brilliant. But not like Gates. Gates is a completely different creature. I'm late in the program. I can't get into it. I don't have the time. This guy, from a biblical point of view, using the Bible, is in a realm of his own. Just like Barry Satoru. Each in a different, you might say, a different structure of ability, or I don't want to use the word power, but just as individuals, each having a, you might say, you need to stand upright, you need two legs, a left and a right leg. These two people, from the point of the great occult world, the world that is developing, will continue to develop, you'll need two individuals to oversee the coming occult world in the United States of America. This is the way I see it, through the scripture, through God's holy word. Revelation 13 is a complete an understanding of two individuals that will oversee the greatest, or the, yeah, great would be a good word to put it, that would oversee the greatest occult nation in mankind's history. Greater than Egypt, greater than Greece, than Babylon the Great of old. The two greatest occult nations would be ancient Babylon, which sat in Baghdad, in that region, Nebuchadnezzar's. That occult empire was even more powerful in the occult than Egypt. But there will be a future Babylon the Great. Babylon the Great of the end time in Revelation chapter 17 and 18, the individuals that oversee Babylon the Great, and those two individuals are presented in detail in Revelation chapter 13. This should have you, hopefully this brings a little bit of soberness to your thinking, because if I am wrong, which would be wonderful, that would be fantastic. It would be just so great if I'm wrong, if I'm incorrect, if I'm so far out that it's just not going to be. It will be good for everybody, good for me. I can go ahead and say, well, I don't like radio anymore, and I'm just going to, Cactus and I are going to head off into the sunset. But I hate to say that, as I've studied the individuals with the black and the white, with Gates, there's a new book out about Bill, following Gates for years and years, and his father, his family, what they do, who they are, their passion. Their passion is not love. Their passion isn't even money. Their passion is death. When people have a passion like the Gateses, then the people better pay attention. And when you have an individual like Barry Satoru that has a hatred of the United States of America, like this individual has, why? Because America was a nation that was God-fearing, and to protect a God-fearing nation, you have a constitution, and the constitution is rubs Barry the wrong direction, it rubs him. He's not on board with that. He wants, like the individuals that he mentored him, they hate America. They hate the Constitution. It rubs them the wrong way. They are communists. They are godless. And it's detailed right there for everyone, Revelation 13. 13, it represents only two individuals. It represents two individuals and their time of overseeing a satanic country, which is represented in 17 and 18, chapter 17, 18 in Revelation. I think it's important for you to know this. That's why I present it. I'll be back. This Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
This is Dr. Catherine Albrecht inviting you to join me for my new radio show, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m., right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius. 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 Harmony and understanding. Sympathy and trust abounding. Color for the dark durations. Golden living dreams of vision.
Mystic crystal revelation.
And the mind's true liberation. Aquarius.
And we're near a new age that is to come. So I'm just giving you some very simple concepts. The concept of the two individuals in Revelation chapter 13 that are going to oversee the coming kingdom of Antichrist in the near future. And the kingdom, the center of their power, is going to be right here in the United States of America. Not England, not Saudi Arabia, not the Vatican, nowhere in the Middle East. It won't be the new caliphate, the new, what do you call them, the imam, or the new prophet of Islam. Nope. Centered in the United States. The two individuals that will oversee it, Revelation chapter 13, the first beast and the second beast, the kingdom that they oversee, the kingdom, the power, the structure, the empire created for them, the United States of America. Jeremiah chapter 51, Isaiah chapter 47. Isaiah 47 speaks of a kingdom, an empire, who at its end, Jeremiah says, they will use an attempt to use witchcraft to give counsel to this great empire so that the empire will continue to retain power for centuries to come. But it says that the all of the prognosticators, the sorcerers, they'll have no answer on how to save the country, the nation, the empire. If you know the truth, then you'll make decisions that are going to assist you. If you know the Bible, which is truth, if you know the prophecies and have correct interpretation, and you know the truth about what's coming, then your decisions are going to benefit you. God is warning through Isaiah, through Jeremiah 51, He is warning the nations, the people that have come to this empire to get out, to go back, to leave, go back to their countries. I'm afraid many won't. God is warning through many other scriptures throughout the Bible, the Jewish people, there's going to be a second Exodus. And one thing the people have to do, the Jewish people, they must return back to the Middle East, to the lands that God gave them. This is why there will be a proposition, proposal to begin to build settlements in Gaza, because many millions, thousands and thousands of people, I think millions of Jewish people internationally are going to be returning to their homeland. Gaza Strip, there are going to be some that will settle there. I think others are going to settle in present-day Jordan once Israel recovers that real estate from King Hussein II and his his son, I think. The anti-Semitism is one of the great signs that Christ is near, the Messiah of Israel. Anti-Semitism internationally, not just the hatred in the region. I didn't have time to cover the attacks yesterday. There were 6 buses that were destroyed. There were bombs found on many more buses. There were suicide bombers with bombs strapped to their backpacks. And they were all apprehended. This was a total miracle. I heard a program coming to work, and one of the individuals from Israel, he's a rabbi, was saying that this was nothing short of a miracle for the Israeli government to find these bombs on these buses. They were to explode in the morning in the a.m. at 9 a.m., but they began to explode in the evening at 9 p.m. when nobody was on the bus. The hatred of the Jewish people is one of the major, major signs of the return of Christ. And we're there. The second sign is the hatred of the true Christian people, the true born-again people in all of the 7 lampstands in Revelation chapter 1.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Okay, this ends the final program of this week, February 21st, 2025. Present Truth program. On Sunday, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on the radio station 1360 AM here in Johnstown, Colorado. Programs are streamed on 1360khnc.com. And then for the Sunday programs, the programs are archived on 1360khnc.com podcast section. You know, as I continue to read these articles, Gates is in the news every day, not as much as Trump. But everything that Gates is involved in is revolving around, from what I read, death, hardship, hurt, suffering, whether it be now he has an interest in agriculture, to contaminate food, to feed bugs to military personnel, to make meat, fake meat, to inject mRNA, the weapon, the bioweapon, into chickens and to livestock. With more injections into as many people as possible. With this Gardasil for young women so they don't get cervical cancer. It's a death wish, you might say. And when the leaders of the world, the governments, prime ministers, presidents of these nations allow this kind of weapon to be brought in to their populations and through in the name of health. It's about the children in the name of health and the well-being for these children. Remember, there's a principle. When God was going to deliver the children of Israel, there was a great slaughter of the young boys in Egypt. When Christ came, there was a great slaughter of the young boys 2 years of age and younger. Now, there's again a slaughter internationally of the children of the world. This is a major sign that Christ must return. May you have great peace tonight. May the Prince of Peace be with you tonight.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as The Dan Bongino Show, which KHNC is one of only three stations in Colorado licensed to air the show. Our listener engagement time averages over 3 hours, and our rates are about half of other stations, even though in most cases we have more listeners. Call us at 970-587-5003, and we will schedule you to come on the air free of charge to tell the listeners all about your business. We will also cut a custom commercial for you to be played during the breaks while you are on the air. So again, if you want to try something that will noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us at 970-587-5003.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.